Welcome to the Elusive Truth by The Rich and Larry Show. Today's conversation starts off with setting up a time to have a chat and then ending up with more of nothing than something. So sit back, relax, as we fall down the rabbit hole.
Hello, Rich.
Good afternoon, Gary. How are you today?
I have a 2 o'clock delivery, so I think we'd be perfectly spot on, but if we talk in an hour.
Oh, in an hour?
Is that okay with you? Because I really, you know, this is really intense thinking and distraction, and I want to be driving back up the 5. It's incredible. And what we're looking forward to is martial law. I hate to say we're looking forward to martial law, but that's a fact. We're looking forward to Trump. He already signed the Insurrection Act. We're looking forward to no cell phone service, blackouts throughout the country, and troops in all of our major cities.
Wow, seriously, dude, there's just so much going on. Heard anything about Italy?
Oh, yes. It's right down to the Italian prime minister.
Well, it's for what I saw is that the Vatican is blacked out. All the power's off. Gunshots were reported. Speculation that the Pope been arrested?
Yeah, I heard 80 counts.
Something really crazy is going on. This all came from a guy named Sail Daddy. Have you ever seen his show on YouTube?
What's his name?
Sail Daddy.
No.
All right.
I haven't.
Now, well, he's all right. He talks pretty decent. You know, got common sense going on. And he always has something to sell, stocks or something like that at the end. There's another guy on YouTube, the same type of platform. Man, the stuff that he was saying was unbelievable. And this is where it came from, that he's actually explaining that he can't say Italy, so he shows a picture of Italy. He can't say the Pope, so he shows a picture of the Pope. And he has a camera view what the Vatican normally looks like at night. And then
that way the algorithms don't pick up the key words he's discussing.
That's exactly what he's doing. But I mean,
and have you heard about the company called Leonardo?
No.
Oh. They're behind this. The Italian company, Obama paid them $400 million to put a satellite up to direct to the Dominion machines.
Yeah, this is exactly what this Italian stuff was about.
And they're still denying that Dominion machines had anything to do with this.
Apparently, they got the satellites were helping transfer information or data back and forth from these machines from Italy back to these Dominion voting machines?
Yes. Obama took $400 million over there. They got the flight logs, and they traced the money. 14 pallets. That's how much it is for $400 million.
That is just crazy. You know, and then what is this that, you know, I guess 3 years ago, the emergency broadcast system was updated or upgraded. And apparently now there's a report that Apple is trying to remove that from their Apple devices with a new update.
We're going to be blacked out.
And funny, my tablet says, oh, you need to do an update. Coincidence? Or is it, you know, all hell's breaking loose because even my tablet.
I've had a couple of Amber Alerts this past week. Have you?
My phone has been silent. And the last thing I saw, I guess Nancy Pelosi was blasting the GOP because they refused to invoke the 25th Amendment.
Oh, yeah. And she's trying to get Pence to sign off on it.
Right. So that's been blocked. From what I understand, since President Trump signed the Insurrection Act, as long as he did that, the impeachment can't go through.
Oh, yeah. And have you heard about his 7,000 little friends in D.C. right now?
No.
Supposedly, he's got 7,000 U.S. troops in D.C. Now, he wouldn't call them in to the nation's capital for no reason.
You know, Right Side Broadcasting Network, they have President Trump is scheduled to have a speech tomorrow at 12 noon, the Alamo, Texas.
Oh, my. I haven't heard anything about him going out in public and speaking.
I looked on my iPad and Right Side Broadcasting has got it reserved tomorrow, Alamo, Texas, live Trump, President Trump speech.
That's funny you should say that. You know, some of my friends say to me, Gary, you're crazy. Where do you get this information from? And I'm like, You got to do your research.
Well, if you don't listen to the media, which obviously we don't do anymore, watch people like Salty and this guy Sale Daddy and the Conservative Twins and Tim Pool, you can start formulating your own opinion from what they are giving you. It's quite amazing that they're right along the same lines.
Where do you get your information from? They're like, man, this ain't real. I'm like, yes, it is.
I mean, they show video, from people that the riot that storm the Capitol building. They show their cell phones walking in an orderly fashion through the velvet ropes, and there's no issues.
Did you see the police open the doors? There was a congressman leaving on video. He left out the side door, and there was people standing at it, and he just kept walking and like held the door open. Come on in this one, he said.
No, and that's what I was referring to. These big giant doors opened, and the funny thing was the commentators were saying, well, these are really big doors and really thick. I don't think they could get through that. And the doors opened right up, and you see walking past Capitol Police going down the hall, and domestic terrorist. Unbelievable.
That guy with the no shirt on and the hat with the horns on it.
I didn't see much of that guy, but I know who you're talking about because I've seen his picture.
Okay, well, he's from Phoenix, and he's got a great narrative. They've got him to learn and repeat anytime he has to speak to a microphone. Know what side he's on or what he's about. There was guys that went in there, our good white hat guys were in there with big, huge jackets on, and you could see they had computers and all kinds of stuff that they slipped out of the Capitol.
They're definitely Nancy Pelosi. I guess it was confirmed. Now, well, again, I'm not there. I'm not the Capitol Police. But yeah, apparently her laptop is missing.
Yes, they got like 10 or 20 of the other congressmen's laptops. She has so much evidence of collusion with foreign adversaries. This is just it's crazy. There's going to be major high-level arrests. Do you know how many people are going to be left in Congress next week?
Probably half will be gone.
I think somebody told me there's going to be about 30 left.
Yep.
The high-tech companies that think they can quell free speech.
Well, that's where we're talking about Apple, Google, YouTube. That's another thing. All these YouTube artists are going down that, just like President Trump, has been silenced by all major news networks.
Oh, yeah. And did you know that they went to all the conservative people on Twitter and zapped, 50, 100, 200,000 of their followers? All of a sudden, if you went from having, a 500,000 followers, yesterday you went in there and you said, what? I only have 100,000 followers? They just purged 400,000 of this guy that I know. They took 400,000 of his followers away.
Remember I told you I watched a guy called The Phoenix Enigma? Interesting show. And he's completely off YouTube. I was subscribed to him, and there's no trace of him on YouTube.
That sounds communist to me.
Oh, very much. Well, they're taking away your First Amendment rights of freedom of speech. Not the government doing it, though. It's these big tech corporations. Twitter, YouTube, Apple, I'm surprised, but, it's all the people behind them.
Hey, we've all had people, slander us and libel and say bad stuff. They still have that right to do that.
That's what we're about, Americans. We're able to have free speech, say your piece, whether you agree with it or not, that's a different story, but we're allowed to say what we want to say. That's freedom of speech.
I'm glad that not everybody agrees with me, Rich. That would be a sad world.
Well, then we should move to Russia or communist China or go to North Korea and just be lemmings and just do whatever they want us to do.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, man. What really scares me is if some foreign country thinks that we are so divided and they look at it that we're weak, that they're only fighting half of the country because the other half is against the other half.
I always thought there was a bunch of dumbasses out there, a lot of people that have no clue what they're doing in life. And you can see it. It's just how our society is. I cannot believe there's half of them that are in that category. I thought there'd be at least a few more smart people in this world with common sense.
Well, it's been brainwashing by the finest.
It's a worldwide event. All these things that are happening and the silence of the freedom of speech and misinformation. Totally. That's total warfare.
You know, everything is changing. We're going to see what happens in this next 36, 48 hours.
If it's true that President Trump is talking tomorrow on the 12th at 12 p.m., at the Alamo, something's up.
Yes.
Hopefully he comes clean and gives us some good ideas. You know, it's this thing with him signing the Insurrection Act, that it is going with our narrative and what's happening. Something is going on. He's not just rolling over.
Yeah, you know, I heard that when he fired Jeff Sessions and brought on Bill Barr for the Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that in the beginning?
All right.
Yeah, Jeff Sessions was his attorney general. You know what Sessions has been doing all this while? He's a fantastic attorney. He has produced thousands, if not 100,000, sealed indictments. He's been working with Durham. They have 100,000 indictments of people that are going to be arrested.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeff Sessions has just kind of disappeared, you know? He's been a busy man.
Well, like I said, I can't wait for this purge, and it sounds like it's starting. It's going to be impossible to find out what's happening at Italy right now or at the Vatican.
Well, there has to be arrests in order for anything to change, because we just can't continue on this lawless path.
Mike Pompeo, he's the Secretary of State. He was actually talking about that unbelievable news was going to be released to the public here very shortly.
Oh, yeah. It's the only thing, you know, you can tell people something, but you have to show them. They're not going to believe you. I mean, you know, they say a picture's worth 1,000 words, or, you know, the written word, you know what I mean?
Right.
They have to see where all the deception and lies have come from. We can say all we want. They're going to say, show me.
Oh, geez.
And we're going to show them. Well, trust me.
Well, that's definitely what we're going to need to do. I'm hoping, you know, things keep going. Go ahead, America.
Very exciting times, and there's no fear in my mind at all.
Well, I wish I had some of that in my body, because, you know, I'm a little fearful because, you know, change. Everybody's fearful, a little change. We just want things to go the right way. Decency, the good versus evil, this whole horse crap. You know, this is not how I was brought up. This is not American. We're in a... I guess as people were saying, you know, darkness is coming. The fight of our lives is coming up. The second revolution, possibly, depending badly this goes.
No, I think we're going to reelect a whole new Congress in March because we're not going to have a Congress next week. They're going to have to hold elections. So we're going to have a little couple month lame duck period till the whole new Senate and Congress is reelected.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a big wow.
The start, that's just here in the United States, this whole worldwide purge of the evil and the deep state.
Oh, yeah. So we think we got rid of this pandemic. They have other plans for us.
Well, hopefully those plans are thwarted by President Trump, and he takes decisive action, and this does
what... He is just one of the only tools in a position to get things done. There's thousands of people working on this.
That's what we look to, you know what I mean? That's what this whole thing is all about. It's amazing how popular and how important President Trump has become.
Oh, he's got so many countries around the world that are his allies that never meet any of our news around here. So many of the countries love America and love what he's done.
You know, it's, what is it going to be like, you know, a week or two of total disruption? And we can only hope it's only for a week or two.
Only if you have food to eat.
That's how, you know, that
you
controls.
You know, it's the people of the world that are beautiful, and it's the governments that suck.
Totally. The governments have totally, that even when I said on our last podcast, is that the Democrats are in terrible, and there's a lot of Republicans that are just as bad, so we got to get rid of them too.
Yes, politics has really divided the world.
Really coming down to good versus evil. I mean...
That, you summed it up.
That's what it is, you know,
it
and that's the rich and the poor.
Versus light. You got that right.
You know, the rich and the poor. It's.
And why did Biden say we were going to have a very dark winter?
Because he has no freaking clue what he's doing. And what it is, it's because it's not Biden. He's so brain dead that he's told what to do. Just like Kamala, she's told what to do. This is how they're doing it.
Yep, man. Oh, Rich, I'll tell you, we got lots to talk about here in the next few days. I hope we still have cell service to talk.
Well, that's the other thing, you know. We go black, we all go black. It's not BLM either.
And I was going to have a little short talk with you, but it went as far as we could right now, I think.
Oh, no, we did actually very well, and I try to get this wrapped up. But again, you know, this is what's going on right now. There's so much more that we have interest in. I mean, oh, my God, I can't wait to get to that. I mean, we got to get through this crap first so we can get back to, I guess, recreational yapping.
Yeah.
You know, which is so much cooler. I mean, I'm still trying to build my little death ray here to take down alien ships. So with that, I will let you go, my friend. I appreciate your information, and you know, keep your ears open, because we're all listening to everybody trying to formulate what's actually going on.
Oh, yes, indeed.
You know, like I said, tomorrow, if that's true, Right Side Broadcasting is, I think, a quality network. And here we are explaining that Trump has a time slot.
Can't wait for 12 noon tomorrow.
One.
And now that's Central Time in Texas.
Correct. So
okay.
So that should be, what, 11 o'clock here for us? No, actually, that's be 10 o'clock. Yeah, because you got to go Central.
2 hours, yes.
Yeah, Mountain. My goodness. I guess other sites that everybody's been talking about, Parler has been taken down, but I don't know. I haven't checked it out. But you have DLive, BitChute, and Odyssey, other platforms where you can get good information from.
All right there, Rich.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Stay safe. I will talk to you as soon as we can. This is going way faster than we expected, and there's just so much.
You got that right.
Buddy, you take care and stay safe. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks, Rich.
All right. Bye.
Bye.